It is about 13 minutes after 9 a.m. on your Tuesday morning, and making it here through the rain and the puddles, I have Trooper Custer from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. Welcome back.
Glad to be here.
You do well one time, and now you're in the rotation.
I guess so.
And so one of the first things we're gonna tap into is School Bus Safety Week. We've been talking about school bus safety for probably the last 4 weeks because people are not being safe.
Yeah.
And with it being Safety Week, it's another good opportunity to remind folks kindly that it's important to make sure our kids get to school and home from school safe and sound.
Absolutely it is. So in preparation for this, I pulled up some stats. You know, I'm kind of a stat guy. I like to, you know, see numbers on paper. And within the last 5 years throughout Ohio, we've had just over 1,000 school bus crashes or something related to a school bus and there was a crash. Now, over 600 of them have been what is labeled as mature drivers. So drivers that are, you know, older in age or have been driving for a long time. And the other highest percentage is youth, and that's just over 200. So if you add the two up, that's 800. That's 80% of the crashes are either people that have been driving for a very long time or people that don't have a lot of experience driving. I guess so my challenge for that would just be, you know, just pay more attention, remove the distractions, and just if you're in those age groups, pay special attention to, you know, what's going on around you.
And don't be afraid to, you know, talk about it with your if you have questions, ask. Mm-hmm. What are the rules? If I'm on a two-lane road with both lanes going in the same direction, what are the rules? If I'm in an intersection, what are the rules? If they see you guys out and about, they can ask you.
Yes, for sure.
And they are friendly folks, guys.
We are. Contrary to popular belief.
But the kids on these buses are the future, and we need to make sure they're safe.
Absolutely. And I also pulled up some stats for just Wayne County in the last 5 years. Now, we haven't had a lot of incidents, but the trends are still the same. We've had 18 in the last 5 years, and again, 12 of them have been what we would say mature drivers, and 4 of those have been either teen or youth-related drivers, and that's, you know, upwards of 90% for that category. So again, just another reminder, even in here in Holmes County, Wayne County, make sure we're really paying attention as we're out and about during school hours.
Exactly. So once them lights start flashing, it's not a, ooh, can I make it through before they get red? It is a stop. Unless the bus driver goes, go on.
And even in areas where, you know, there may be a vision obstruction due to a hill or the sun's in your eyes, if you know that there's a bus route in your area, you've probably seen it on your way to wherever you're going. So just make sure you drive with, you know, extra caution and due regard.
And usually if there is a stop where it is in a dangerous area, they have signs up. So even if you're new to the area, you can, oh, wait, is it school time? There might be a bus here. Use your noggins.
Yep. Again, just paying more attention to what's going on around you.
And speaking of paying attention, one of the other things that has been really talked about a lot for this month or this week is move over, slow down.
Yes.
And you guys have unfortunately been hit with, you know, the consequences of somebody not moving over and pulling and slowing down.
Yeah. The unfortunate circumstances surrounded Trooper Caton's death. It's just really sad. I know there's a lot of different factors that go into the crash, and I can't get into all of that just because of the investigation. And I don't even have firsthand knowledge, but just the general idea of removing distractions and just giving us some space. You know, not only us, the ODOT workers, the tow trucks, all
flashy
of them.
Lights.
We all want to go home to our families. And if the motoring public would just, you know, yield to our lights, give us, you know, slow down and just use, again, more caution and due regard.
And that is a law. The move over, slow down is a law. And you can get in trouble if you don't do it and get caught.
100%. And I can tell you from personal experience that I've almost been hit once or twice. And so, you know, if I'm outside of my vehicle, I'm not going to be giving a warning for that violation. Maybe if I'm still inside, it depends on, you know, how fast or if there's traffic beside, if you slow down, all those factors. But, you know, that's a scary thing. And not a lot of people realize that even doing, you know, say you're on US 30 and they're doing 65 in the right lane. If you're outside of your vehicle, that it feels a lot faster.
Right? You're like, whoa. it's got to be incredibly intimidating to be out there. And so just, you know, like you said, pay attention. And when you see flashing lights, slow down. And if you can move over, move over.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Too many times I scold people from my vehicle for not, I'm like, they're pulled over. Get over. Like, it's clean. Like, get over. I might scold a lot of people for their bad driving habits. They can't hear me. I sometimes wish I had a megaphone so they could, but be like, no, you did that wrong. Now I sound like a Karen.
That's okay. That's okay. Maybe we need more Karens in this area.
But, you know, people's lives are at danger, and we want everybody, the kids, the folks in the flashy light cars. That's what I'm now going to refer to you all as, the folks in the flashy light cars, because it covers everybody.
It tow does. Trucks, it police, fire. Yes.
You can take that back to the post with you. We are now the people in the flashy light cars.
good broad generalization. I like it.
Exactly. Nobody's left out. So any other last thoughts on safety as we wrap up here for our Tuesday?
Not on the safety aspect. Do you want me to bring up that shout out now, or do we?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's do that. So on Sunday, I had the privilege of being invited to a North Life Baptist Church over in Worcester, and they had a first responder Sunday where they just, you know, showed love and appreciation to all the first responders that were there. And I'm not sure if you're familiar, but have you met Kurt Stauffer before? He's the chaplain for the sheriff's office. No. Okay. So he actually delivered a challenge, and it was great. Like, just an encouragement of, like, you know, making sure that we're doing the things that we should. And he's a great resource. I've talked to him before. So if there's people out there in the first responder community that need somebody to talk to, Kurt would be more than happy to talk. And if you're looking for a church home, I guess I would suggest North Life. I mean, they treated us great, so I'm sure they'd treat you guys great as well.
If they give you gifts, you're in. So, yeah, no, it's always great. You guys tend to get a lot of the slack and a lot of the negative thoughts, but your every first responders are just out there risking their lives to help everybody else.
Yes, we are, and we don't take that lightly. But we really appreciate the community that we have here in Holmes County and Wayne County. I always say people treat us great around here for the most part.
For sure. Like, it's definitely not that city kind of.
It's not. It's not that anti-police or, you know, just take offense to our presence. You know, they enjoy seeing us out and about and just talking to us. It's a friendly atmosphere, and I really love it.
That's why I say, when you see them out and about and you have a question, just give them a chat. Approach cautiously. Don't scare them. But, you know, just be like, hey, you know, trooper, I have a question, you know, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Or call the office, the mm-hmm. post. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're interested in joining.
Absolutely. You can join. I was just going to mention that. You know, we have pretty broad requirements. I mean, you can look at the website to see all of them.
I like how you say
them,
broad, but there's age and weight and physical fitness. And
pretty much, if you're a good driver and you haven't had much in your background and you're between the ages of 20 and 40, you know, and if you want to join, I mean, it's a good job. And especially if you can get back to the Worcester Post and deal with these people that we deal with around here. Like I said, they treat us great.
That is awesome. So, like always, wear your seatbelt. Don't drink and drive. Keep the phone down. And have a successful drive, right?
Yes.
I hit it all right?
I think so.
We got it down. Well, thanks so much for stopping in and chatting with us today.
No problem at all. Glad to be here.
That was Trooper Custer from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. And we're going to take a little break here, and we'll be back with more on WKLM.